You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful here with a name you know, a rare one. We got Nova, former Simon Dean.
All the above, Hollywood, Nova, all the above, man. Yeah. This is cool, dude. Like, I never met you before, but yeah. I know you knew Meanie really well. And from what I've heard in the past, you do the interviews and you always paint the business in a good light.
I try.
I'm a big fan of that. Like, there's enough negativity surrounding this, so the more that we can put a positive spin on it, the better it is.
You're in Kentucky now, yeah?
Louisville, Kentucky. I've been there for about 20 years.
Yeah, I'm in Lexington. I live in Lexington.
Shit, I didn't know idea.
Look at that.
I've been down there about
a couple Kentucky boys.
20 years in Louisville. This convention today was a drive straight up.
Very
come
easy.
And see Meanie. I've known the bookers Ed and Heather for years, but I got to come and see a lot of my friends here today that I haven't seen in a long time. So,
I asked Meanie about the Retromania game, which I love that. I loved WrestleFest when I was younger. What was the process of like you approving that? Because I mean, again, that's something that you got to sign off on, obviously.
A gentleman named Mike, who's a great guy, Mike Rickard, he put the whole game together. He got the whole thing together for us. Mike is great. He put it together. He reached out. We talked about it. A friend of mine, Mike Archer, who used to work in WWE, worked in Acclaim too. He was the middleman for it. He reached out. We helped put the whole thing together, and we could not have been happier to be a part of that game. We're on the cabinet. We're showcased with the game. People loved it. So I think he's working on a sequel. I'm pretty sure. So, I mean, I hope that he does. So it's going to be cool, man. But I was flattered to be a part of it.
I'm in the middle of an ECW on TNN rewatch, and it's got, like, all the original music, the hotline plugs. When you all were on TNN, was there ever a time, like, how are we still using these theme songs? Like, how are we still doing this?
No, because nobody in ECW ever thought that deeply into it. I mean, looking back, I know how we did it. We just played the music over the PA in the house system, so it wasn't piped through, like, certain channels. That's how I always was told years later how we did it. But there was no royalties paid or anything like that because I think we just, like, piped it in. It'd be the same as, like, when an audience is sitting there and chanting. Like, you don't capture them through a certain channel. So I think that was kind of the same gimmick, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's why all the stuff in the network and all those other stuff has been changed over the years because we didn't have the rights to use any of the music.
Yeah.
But when you're watching the Sandman enter the ring and it's not Enter Sandman playing, it doesn't have the same effect.
Sure. So. Yeah, absolutely. And your theme specifically, Intergalactic. Oh, my God. That's iconic.
I loved it. I mean, my friend Randy Holt, he was a sound guy of ECW. He's the one that actually came up with that. When we were done with BWO and I was on my own and we needed a new song, he came up with Intergalactic. So that whole Intergalactic Planetary, people loved it, man. It started catching on towards the end where when that music would hit and I'd come out, people knew stuff was about to happen.
Yeah.
So it was cool. I had a great time in ECW. I loved every minute of being there.
I remember during your time with WWE, there were a lot of rumors about why you were asked to cut your hair, or if you were asked to cut your hair.
I always heard that, too. I do remember. That's funny you say that, because the biggest blowback from that was I went up there doing dart matches, and there was a couple people creatively that maybe thought that I did look similar to some other guys, and I was like, well, I'm down to do whatever you guys want me to do. If you want me to cut my hair or this or that, I don't care what I do. Yeah. But I just wanted to get on the main roster. So I eventually cut it, and I remember going back to Ohio Valley Wrestling, and I remember Cornette blowing a gasket because I changed my look. And he was like, you know what? We should have done a haircut match. We could have done this. We could have done that. And we didn't. So that was the biggest fallout of that I didn't clear it with him first. But I wasn't going to tell them no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting there backstage in WWE, and they're telling me to cut my hair. Like, there's no way I'm not going to do that. So Then I went corporate, and now I've been short ever since.
I know. You've been very successful post-WWE, post-wrestling. What has that transition or not been like for you? You made that transition long ago, and you were successful.
Easy, man. This is what I would say to anybody who's in pro wrestling, right? There is life after the bell, and I can't emphasize that enough. If you're in wrestling now, realize that you're getting the greatest school of hard knocks, like street education, you can ever get. You're learning how to work. You're learning how to work a room, how to cut promos, how to get over, how to communicate with folks, how to interact, how to do media. You're just learning a skill set. You don't even realize you're learning it while you're doing it, but you can take that and you can use it in the real world. Kevin Fertig has done it. Matt Morgan has done it.
I visited Kevin Fertig at his house.
Kevin Fertig, Matt Morgan, Johnny Jeter. I mean, my buddy Kevin Keenan, he's a realtor. There's a whole bunch of guys who have been able to do this. So I just, over the years, my generation, the guys in the late 90s, early 2000s, I'm hoping that that's the last generation of guys that, like, I hate saying this, hang on forever or never realize they can do more. Yeah. Like, the odds are now, if you're getting in, you're probably going to have a shorter career, maybe 5, 10, 15 years at max.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're going to have to find a second act. And I don't care what it is, but if you can be passionate about it, you can enjoy yourself. You know, I got into banking and finance. I serve on several boards and committees. I do a ton of charity work. I love working with these different nonprofit organizations. I don't know, man. I've been very fortunate, but I've embraced it. And I miss the guys, the girls. I miss the fans. I miss the physicalness of wrestling at times, but I don't miss a lot of the other stuff that came with it. It drove me nuts. But I wish that more of us in wrestling can get recognized for what we did when it's not a tragedy. Like, we all don't wind up like Randy the Ram. That, like, would drive me nuts that everybody thinks we wound up like that, but we don't. So, pro wrestling took me around the world. It helped shape who I am today. I owe everything to it. But, I think sometimes we only glamorize the bad stuff involved in it, and the wrestling fans are the ones who made it all possible. So
I got to interview Kevin Fertig about, like, at his house, about, yes, in a wonderful neighborhood based largely on the success of what he's done afterwards. Yes. He even told me, he was like, WWE didn't pay for this house. What I'm doing now paid for this house.
I tell people all the time, I made some money in wrestling, but I made a lot more outside of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me to learn, but the skills and stuff I learned in wrestling, I took into the real world. So it doesn't end, man. If you're a wrestler and you've been cut or you're moved, like, whatever it may be, just know there's a lot. There's a second act. There's a third act. You just got to keep going. Like, if your dream, what was your dream? Like, did you want to be a pro wrestler or just be, like, in the main event of WrestleMania? Because there's only been 39 main events of WrestleMania, right? So there's only so many guys that can be in that. So if you gave this your best shot and you maybe got cut or moved, like, whatever it is, just know there's more to this. You can keep going or you can just move on and do something in the real world. So there's no harm in it.
As we wrap up, I really enjoyed the Simon Dean character. I loved it. I loved it. Were you told straight up, just a little rib on Dean Malenko, the name?
I had no idea. That's the only thing they came up with was the name, was Simon Dean. Everything else I came up with. Yeah. The Segway scooter. The original name I came up with was Sonny Slade because I wanted to have Sonny Slade's Super System of Self-Help and Supplements. That's okay. What it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I pitched that whole angle, Jack Lane, Tony Little. All this stuff was my idea, and then they came up with the name Simon Dean. I didn't know what Dean's real name was. And then, like, he came up to me a couple weeks later and said, you know, his name is Dean Simon, the whole deal. I'm like, well, this is great, because I could do Simon Says and all that stuff, and I never looked back. I loved my time in WWE. I loved being Simon Dean. I loved being Nova, Hollywood Nova. But I just like being a pro wrestler. Yeah. So
I loved the integration of Maven in there. I thought he was very underrated as a performer.
I love Maven.
I was in the GCW Battle Royal with him, and it was hilarious how he was giving, like, the person who eliminated me was her first time ever being in a ring.
Okay.
She gave her this, like, wonderful advice, and he was in wrestling so briefly, but I thought he was so underrated as a performer there.
Me personally, I hope Maven sees this. I love Maven. I felt the business did him an injustice a little bit because he won Tough Enough. They threw him right on TV, and they just tried to push him to the moon. It was too much, too fast. When I got with him and we were teaming, I remember breaking down matches for him and telling him, like, hey, this is why we do this in a tag team match. This is why we do this. This is why we do that. And it was almost like starting from scratch. He had so much more to offer. I felt the business kind of chewed him up and spit him out a little bit. He deserved better from it. Maven was a class act. He's an awesome dude. And he's just a good dude. He's a success story. Like, he had some trials and tribulations, man. And he's made it past that. And he's another one you could look at and said he made a great – He made it, man. He's done great for himself, and I'm proud of Maven. He came out on top. So
did. I really enjoyed that act. Really enjoyed talking to you, Mike.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you so much. Until the next time, guys, we're out.
Thanks, man.
You hear me talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful a lot? It's because I use it every single day. You can listen or watch your favorite shows abroad. Whether you're in the States like me and you want to watch shows from the UK or Australia, or you're just traveling and you want access to your local things. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. You can safely listen to your shows, stream shows, browse in complete privacy by shielding your IP address. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. You know that can be dangerous. People can get access to all of your stuff. Secure all the devices that you own. It's available on all major operating systems, and you can connect up to 6 devices separately with one subscription. 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free added on top of that deal. NordVPN.com/Fightful with 3 great tiers for you to enjoy.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.